Will was in the cabin of the boat, cooking a fillet from a snook he had caught earlier in the afternoon. He had noticed an abundance of fish attracted to the structure of the building when he had done his inspection the other day, and knew from his years as a guide how any kind of structure was a fish magnet. The piers of the building a perfect spot for the smaller bait fish to hide and the larger predators to ambush their prey. Unfortunately, his rods and reels were still at his old house, and he had no desire for another run-in with Cheryl, so he had decided on a more primitive method. From the convenience store down the street, he had bought some 12-pound test line, medium-sized hooks, and bait. Using the holes they had cut in the floor like an ice fisherman, he rigged a line to each hole, using a 2x4 spread across the opening to hold it in place. An unattended line would not hook nearly as many fish, but there was a way around that. To set the hook, he pulled back 2 feet of line and looped it with a rubber band, attaching it to the 2x4 with a nail. Once the fish hit, it would take the bait and pull on the excess line. The rubber band would allow enough time and recoil for the fish to hook itself. He had set up the rigs and gone to get some supplies, hoping dinner would be at the end of one of the lines when he got back. Less than an hour later, when he returned, 2 of the rigs were pulled tight, the rubber bands broken. The lines came up easily, a fat snook on the end of both. That was 2 hours ago. He had filleted the fish and walked across the street to the beach to watch the sunset. Now back aboard, he had 2 fillets cooking in butter on the small gas stove. Dinner cooked, he went back to the cockpit to escape the heat of the cabin. Just as he sat down to eat, he saw the lights of the truck pull into the parking lot next door. He set the plate down, stepped onto the dock, and made his way to the seawall, trying to stay out of sight. As he got closer, he saw what looked like Kyle's car with its headlights on. Fearful that the boys had broken into the cooler again and were now in danger, he did a quick inventory of what was at hand, trying to find anything that might be serviceable as a weapon. He felt some responsibility for their indiscretion. Unable to pay them earlier, they were probably desperate for cash. He couldn't get to his tools in the fish house without being discovered, though, so he ran back to the boat and looked through the storage. With a flare gun in one hand and a boat hook in the other, he crept toward the building. George was standing by the door of the cooler with 2 men, cursing under his breath as he tried several keys in the lock. He relaxed slightly as he realized that if the lock wasn't cut, the boys must have been up to something else. But what? At the end of the dock, he reached an exposed area that was clearly visible from where George stood, though the big man was still head down, working the lock. He yelled something at one of the men, who went to the truck and came back with a pair of bolt cutters. George stood back as the man cut the lock and opened the door. "It's gone," one of the men yelled. George looked around the lot. "What's with that clown car over there?" "It's running. Go find out who's here," he screamed. Will crouched low to avoid being seen as he watched the 3 men spread out in search. They tried the door to the building, but it was still locked. The beam of the flashlight moved to the seawall, and Will could clearly see Kyle standing chest deep in the water with a pile of tuna fillets. There was nothing he could do as George yelled for the men to come over, and they pulled Kyle out of the water. One threw him against the building, while the other loaded the fillets into one of the several coolers in the back of the truck. George went over to Kyle and punched him in the stomach. He started yelling questions at him, but Kyle just stood there, looking like he was going to throw up, and said nothing. One of the men came over to them and said something to George that Will couldn't make out. George punched Kyle in the face and went to the truck. A moment later, he came back toward the shaken boy, his hands balled into fists. Will could clearly hear him screaming that it was only half the fish. He hit him again, and Kyle went down in a lump. Then he kicked him, and the 2 men dragged him to the truck.